You're listening to SBS News.
Outside the Russian embassy in Canberra sit 298 chairs, one for each person killed in the MH17 disaster. For each of the 80 children who died in the crash, a toy has been put on a chair. This protest marks 8 years since the Malaysian Airlines flight MH17 was shot out of the sky over eastern Ukraine. And people have come from around Australia to remember the victims. Among them, recently arrived Ukrainians displaced by the ongoing war in their home country. 14 of them traveled overnight from Melbourne, including Mykola Povlvac, who says he was moved by the show of support from the community.
Very much. We didn't expect even to see so many people. We didn't expect to get any support like that. But it was tremendous. Yeah. And I think it's building up more and more.
38 Australians were among those on board MH17. Investigators believe the plane was shot down by a Russian surface-to-air missile supplied to Russian-backed rebels in Ukraine's separatist East. Australia and the Netherlands have launched legal action against Russia, which denies any involvement in the crash. This year, Russia's war in Ukraine gives the MH17 anniversary an extra dimension, like a second layer of pain. Michael was at the gathering and says he still thinks about his relatives back home.
We've still got relations in Ukraine and we speak with them regularly and try to understand just the stress they live under on a daily basis, not knowing, you know, if and when they'll get hit.
Maria Leheta arrived in Australia from Ukraine on her own only 2 weeks ago. She can't stop worrying for her mother and grandmother, who she left behind.
My mother is very strong, so I'm telling to her, yeah, everything will be okay, but at the same time, I'm thinking that anything can happen anytime.
Jonathan O'Brien's 25-year-old son, Jack, was killed that day, never making it home from a trip to Europe. He says Russia's invasion of Ukraine has added to his grief.
Tens of thousands of people have been killed in their country. Their country has been subject to invasion and wholesale destruction, and they're expressing compassion to us. It's incredibly humbling.
Support also came from Russian Australians at the protest. Among them, Alexander Zatsiev expressed his disgust at Moscow's actions.
It was such a ridiculous and outrageous act that it just kind of, I couldn't stay silent anymore. I couldn't just ignore this. I'm hoping for a democratic Russia one day.
SBS did seek comment from the Russian embassy, but did not receive a response before deadline.